escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Boy, it was a tough night at the ballpark. Not only did it rain, not only did the Guardians get shut out for the third consecutive night, but Stephen Vogt and Tanner Bibee having a bit of an exchange that was caught on the Guardians TV broadcast.
In between innings, Tanner Bibee visibly upset, frustrated.
Stephen Vogt?
Yeah, well, he was right behind him.
It was not a pleasant conversation.
No, but you know what? That's what's been going on with Tanner Bibee. He came in and then said that, and the manager says, no. He put that to an end quickly.
Now, there's some speculation between the two, but Vogt addressed the matter in his post-game press conference.
I mean, emotions are high right now. Emotions are high with everybody. Tanner's one of the most competitive, fiery people I've ever been around. And he came in trying to pump the boys up, and I told him, not now, take it downstairs. And so it was, we've already talked, we're good. It's one of those fiery moments that happens in competition in a long season. And Tanner's has been and will continue to be one of our best. And we know the competitive fire is what drives him. And like I said, emotions are high right now.
Now, Ken said it earlier. I think the thoughts of the postseason are done. I agree with him on that. And I'll say this too. I think Bibee's time of being an ace is done. I'm out on him being
like
an ace.
Like forever?
Yeah. I can't. I mean, unless he makes a big turnaround next season, I just cannot see. I'll take Gavin Williams or Slade Ciccone as a future ace over these two guys, over him right now.
I think it's time to power rank the aces,
yeah,
personally.
My goodness.
I think it's time. Well, Mitch has already given his.
Well, Mitch
Lime
has
ago.
Written his entire career off, apparently. Boy. They get young rotation.
Chances of aces.
Yeah. Can I still have some faith in Gavin Williams?
This is your power rankings. You can do whatever you want,
yeah,
brother.
I'll go Gavin 1. I'm not selling Bibee completely, so I'm going with him number 2. And then, what, Ciccone number 3
wow,
right now?
Wow, the Italian. You're going against the Italian.
Is that
you
fair?
Turned your back on the family.
Yeah.
Williams, Ciccone, Bibee. Because he wasn't trying to get anybody worked up. He was trying to bitch.
That makes sense.
He was bitching at him.
And I'm not one of these people that are complaining about Bibee getting heated in the dugout. I like the fieriness from him last night. The problem is I just need the stats to back him up, and the stats are not backing those up right now. We gave up 8 hits, 6 runs last night.
But I don't think he was trying to get anybody worked up. If he was trying to get people worked up and get them going, then Stephen Vogt would have let him do it. You don't just follow a guy and start cussing at him and telling him to stop it if he's trying to get people worked up and trying to take ownership of the baseball team and trying to give a leadership speech. You don't do something like that.
No, that's true. You also have guys like Cal Stephan who are potentially up-and-coming prospects that could be future aces for...
Well, wait a minute. Now you're throwing in a totally different category. How can I know that he's going to be a future ace? He's just up-and-coming.
Here we go. Power rank the guys you don't know.
That could be future aces.
Number 1, Amani Marshall.
Marshall.
Number 2.
Marshall. Marshall. They're still coming in. Thank you, YouTube. We do appreciate. We're live streaming YouTube for the first time ever here at the station. We made station history. And we are getting comments, and we are seeing those comments. Boy, they are tough to keep up with. They are going fast. 537 boys for checking in.
537.
Yes, they
stand
were.
Up.
Hey. Now somebody also offered to be a moderator on YouTube.
Saw that.
Do we need that, or do we want to invite
that
all
is,
the negativity?
That is common among YouTube and Twitch streamers.
Okay.
That's for like the millions and millions of viewers yet. We're not there yet, but we'll definitely
can
get there
you do
at some
it?
Point.
Can you moderate the comments,
no faith.
Mitch?
No faith.
I'm currently moderating it as it goes along. I have to get access to the fan YouTube account because I'm only doing it from my account
we
right now.
We trust you with that?
Sure.
How are you moderating it right now?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm just looking at comments right now. I'm not actually
you're
moderating.
Just reading it like everyone.
Well, you have to be a mod. Yes. You can't just not
we
mod.
We should get Cavs a mod.
Anybody get yeah. the mod. I'd rather have a mod be the mod.
I'm surveying the live stream chat.
We don't need
right
a
now.
Surveyor. We need a moderator. Yeah. What happens
well, then give me George access Washington to the, all of a sudden?
Yeah. Well, then give me access to the fan YouTube account and I'll
Brandon,
do it.
My boy.
I don't think I want to give you that type of power.
Mitch,
I don't think
uses,
you deserve that type of power.
If somebody uses naughty language, naughty boys, right there on YouTube, are you going to do your best to make sure to get rid of them?
YouTube already cracks down that enough as it is to a crazy
not from
point.
What I'm saying.
Do they go after people for bad language on comments? Live chats.
Even on videos,
test it
too.
Out. Start using bad language on the YouTube stream
you
right
have
now.
To, like, you have to use certain words or else if you use the actual words, you get like demonetized
or
banned.
I can see the Hulk Hogan meme right
never
now
mind.
With the spray
never
paint.
Mind. Yeah, never mind.
All right.
Never mind.
We have some sports to talk about here. One of the stories being... this upcoming college football game between number one Texas and number two Ohio State at the Shoe. We had a quote from Arch Manning yesterday in which he is confident in the Longhorns' ability to take everything from the other teams this season.
Are you mentally prepared to have that huge X on your back all season long where everybody is going to be coming for you?
I mean, I think that's all of us at Texas, and I think we kind of try to shift the narrative. We're going for everyone else. The target's not on our back. We have the red dot on everyone else.
For the second day in a row, we've had a tough-talking opposing Ohio State quarterback after the Underwood comments yesterday.
I was telling Kenny on the air, what an awesome game. Awesome to see these two teams, their uniforms, their bands, their fan bases, their traditions in the opener. And then Kenny's like, well, how are you feeling about it? I'm like, I have no idea. Are any of these quarterbacks good?
Does it even matter? It's so early.
And escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does it even matter? So... You know, we got to be so reconditioned as college football fans, especially the older ones like us, where it's a new quarterback every year, it would seem, for these teams. I mean, Ohio State, how many quarterbacks have they gone through in the last 15 years? It seems like one every year or every
17,
other year.
17, right.
Except
15.
For JT Barrett. He got to play a couple years.
Yes.
Yeah. Barrett.
And then
okay, so 14.
Braxton Miller had that spin move in a game because they after the injury, he was a wide receiver all of a sudden.
That was awesome. It was against Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Which, again, if your guys are if you're 500 or below, knock off the Enter Sandman. It doesn't work. So, if you're not a good college football team, you're not allowed to do those things. It should be that simple. Again, Clemson, you can't ride the bus if you're a bad team.
Ohio State is debuting new music thanks to the new athletic director this year.
That is true.
We've got Cam. Remember? Did you delete it from the system?
Years behind with the hey ho music.
We don't have rights.
Oh, that's right. We can't play it. Can we play Best Damn Band in the Land? Do we even have the rights to them?
No,
anyway,
come on.
So
we will get our own in studio band.
So I have no idea. Is Julian saying, is he good? Is Arch Manning? I've seen him play
does
twice.
Does he look good? I think it's all that matters
Saturday
right now.
Big noon kickoff live on Fox and Fox 8.
Well, unless you have
boom
YouTube, and we say hello to everybody on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Hello on YouTube.
Well, that's the next story I was going to get to here. This, according to reports, a potential impasse between Fox and YouTube TV could affect the status of Fox, FS1, and Big Ten Network from YouTube TV's lineup, which could impact a lot of people into watching Saturday's contest between the Buckeyes and the Longhorns here. Why does this always happen right before a major sporting event
because
like this?
Because this is the leverage both sides need to get this done because they want to scare people
so
they can drive up the prices.
Nobody cares that they can't see the Big Bang Theory for the 48th time.
Notice, Mitch, you didn't say, why does this never happen for the Akron-Ohio State game? Like, because nobody would care.
It's OU and Ohio State this year. That's the big Maction game we get at the Short Shoe this year.
I got to tell you, though, over the last couple of years, they have started letting this leak into the games. Like before, it's like, guys, they're gonna figure this out. And always like the Friday night, like, we've come to an agreement in the 11th hour. I mean, there was a couple years ago, we had the NFL situation going on and that was, that was rough.
A few weeks, right?
When they're starting to, when they're willing to start letting actual games, because live sports is like the last bastion of live TV.
Last tune in.
I'm sure there's a couple of people who watch American Warrior. What is it? The workout warrior. What is that?
Yeah,
the Trojan Warrior.
Trojan Horse Warriors.
Wait, wasn't Joe Thomas on this?
Yeah, the American Ninja Warrior. American Ninja Warrior. That's what it is.
I think Joe Thomas was on American Gladiators.
It was Xena Princess Warriors.
Well, there's
Kevin Sorbo on that one too, or is he all political
Hercules
these days?
There's a few game shows
Dean
out
Cain's
there.
Also political.
There was a Highlander show.
But if they're
too
willing to dive into live sports over these things, like that's a scary proposition for a sports fan here. So
what about Willow?
Saturday's
the
on the table. Xena Warrior Princess?
Willow was the little one, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Warwick Davis.
Yeah.
Who?
Why?
Warwick Davis.
Why does he know the name?
That's a great pull,
Mitch.
Why
of all the
Way
things do you know the name?
Well done, Mitch.
We don't know the name of the running back, but we know that guy's name?
I found it out. Okay?
Good God.
Amani Marshall.
Great, now he's going to
Hopefully he won't end up like Deontay Johnson. What's the pass game going to do with Deontay Johnson? Go on, Mitch.
I was going to say, my last story was the extensions that happened last night between Washington and, Terry McLaurin, 3 years, $96 million.
Scary Terry got paid.
And Trey Hendrickson gets $14 million and a raise, a $30 million deal for 1 year. So he can be restricted
in the future.
But nothing after this year.
Mitch, I have a question. In the future, anytime we get these stories in camp from a team where it's pretty obvious they need to sign the guy, should we not do the hypothetical? Should the Browns trade for him?
No, we got to do it.
We did occupy, if you go back and look at the archives, we occupied a lot of time doing just that.
We did not occupy a lot of time because you and I were both half-hearted.
Because
you were
talking about Shador Sanders.
Yeah. With Terry McLaurin was a bit of a conversation because he's a former Ohio State player, and I think he's the most underrated wide receiver over the last decade.
He is awesome.
But, I mean, you knew Trey Hendrickson wasn't going to happen, so, I mean, what the hell, right? Is that it for about last night?
It is.
Absolutely fantastic, Mitch. You should really be proud of yourself.
Mitch, does that work, dude? Is he still alive? Can we get him on?
Who?
Who is the guy? Willow?
Amani Marshall?
Oh, he's still...
No, not Marshall. He's alive.
Yes.
Deontay Johnson.
I don't know if he'll make the team, but he's alive.
Willow Nightingale? Is that a wrestler?
Willow Bay?
No, oh, you know, I've been listening to a podcast, so I can remember that. Willow who?
Well, do you remember Willow Bay from NBC?
Who's Willow Bay?
She used to be on all the coverage with Ahmad Rashad.
No.
Okay.
I remember Summer Sanders and
Summer Sanders
Rashad
is another one. She's a swimmer.
She was. Are we done with 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon here?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Brady Quinn.
I already referenced Kevin Sorbo.
905. Why are you referencing Kevin Sorbo?
He comes up on my For You page a lot.
He does he?
And then Dean Cain.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Why is that?
You see Dean Cain in uniform trying to scale that wall?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.